Hello there. Welcome to Mom Hats. It's the store where moms, well, you know, get their hats.
I'm a new mom, and I was told to come here for my new hat.
Oh, yes, of course. I have one of those right here. One second. Okay. Put this back here. Where is that? Oh, here we go. Here you go.
Oh, thanks.
And congratulations.
Thanks. How's it look?
Perfect.
I thought I was a little crooked.
Oh, it definitely is, but that's how you wear it.
Oh, okay.
Are you forgetting something?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, there's no charge. I mean, aren't you forgetting your other hats?
Other hats?
Oh, yes, moms don't just wear one hat. Here.
A nurse's hat?
Yes.
But I'm not a nurse.
Your mom, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to need that. And also this one.
Well, but I'm not a chef.
It's not all chicken nuggets and macaroni and cheese. You are going to have to push those fruits and veggies. Oh, almost forgot. Don't forget this one, your teacher hat.
But I'm not a teacher.
Are you a mom?
Well, yeah.
Then you're the teacher. All right, settle in. We're just getting started. I have a few more for you.
There's more.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Here is your house manager hat. Here is your event planner hat. Oh, and your personal shopper hat.
This seems excessive.
Yes, it does. Here is your photographer hat and your tour guide hat. And here is that's your chauffeur hat. Yeah.
I'm not sure you can wear all these.
Of course you can. And we're not done yet.
There's more?
Oh, of course, honey. Here you go. Here is your house cleaner hat. And here is your working professional hat. Where is that? Oh, your PTA hat. That's always fun. Oh, your financial advisor hat. Let's see. There's another one I want to make sure. Oh, your referee hat. Here we go. Get that under there. Let's see. Oh, very important. Here is your therapist hat and your life coach hat.
Okay,
and don't you dare forget, we have several more that I think are very important. Your wife, your daughter, your best friend, your grandchild, your second cousin, the great Aunt Susie's neighbor's dog, and your best friend hat. Oh, whoever you are, to all the people there are.
You're kidding, right?
Hats. Oh no, honey, that's all the hats that you have. I don't want to overwhelm you, so that's enough for now.
There's more?
Oh, sweet mama, there are always more hats. This is just the early years. Wait until the teenage years. So many hats. Oh, but you got it. Those hats look great on you. You know what? You see, you're rocking them already, mama. It's okay. All right. All right. You know what? Like we always say, don't worry about anything. Just pray about everything.
One more round of applause. They just did that today. They didn't even practice. So they were just like, hey, we want to do something. I was like, okay, go ahead. How many times you practice? Zero. I was like, oh, I'm a little worried. Just kidding. Great job, guys. Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers out there, our birth moms, our adopted moms, our spiritual moms, our stepmoms, and every mother figure in our lives. Happy Mother's Day. You are seen. You are beautiful. You are loved. Thank you, Mom, for your selflessness, for your sacrifice, for your hard work, for your compassion, for your discipline, for your generosity, for your love. Happy Mother's Day. Now, I know this day might be difficult for some. And I know it might be awesome for others. And there's this tension that we have to manage. And I will discuss both, but right now we're going to rejoice, So our scripture for today is Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. Most of you might know this already and read it a couple times, 100 times, or maybe this is your first time. Hopefully this blesses you today. For some of you, this specific passage is familiar. And as I was studying, because I've read this a couple times, there were some cool things that I learned about it. The poem is an acrostic, which I learned is not an acronym, because I thought that an acrostic was an acronym, and an acronym was an acrostic. So, you know, if you don't know what that is, Google it. That's how it helped me, okay? And one of the commentaries wrote this. He said, the ancient Hebrews knew her as the alphabet wife or the mother of excellence. This poem is a skillfully crafted acrostic. Through this elaborate and artful structure, this poem describes the elegant detail of a woman who is everything from A to Z. A woman who, through her trust in the Lord, distinguishes herself as an exemplary wife and mother. And what else that I found out is that pious Jewish husbands still recite this poem every Sabbath Eve in praise of their own wives. So I thought it'd be fitting that we would read it today to celebrate moms out there, to celebrate our wives out there. And so we're going to be in Proverbs 31, 10 through 31, and I'll read it. And I'm going to do something a little different. I went to church last Monday, on Monday. There was a church service. One of our friends invited us to go. We're like, yeah, we'll go support you. And the pastor, you know, was like, hey, stand for the reading of the Word of God. And I was like, oh, I like that, you know. So we're going to do that today. I'm going to try it myself. But hopefully you don't doze off. You're standing and you're reading the words on the back of the screen or on your phone or in your Bible. And you start thinking of your mom, your wife, maybe your daughter. And you start giving praise to God for her. All right, let us stand in the reading of God's word. Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. I am reading the NIV version. All right, here it goes. It's a little long, so bear with me. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like a merchant ship, bringing her food from afar. She gets up while still at night. She provides food for her family and portions for her female servants. She considers a field and buys it. Out of her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She sets about her work vigorously. Her arms are strong for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable, and her lamp does not go out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. When it snows, she has no fear for her household, for all of them are clothed in scarlet. She makes coverings for her bed. She is clothed in fine linen and purple. Her husband is respected at the city gate, wherever he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive, and beauty is fleeting. But a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praise at the city gates. Amen. Amen. You may have a seat. There are three things I wanted just to highlight real quick, is that her worth is far more than rubies. The next thing was her hard work. She worked hard and tirelessly, and she was profitable. And none of those two things she's able to have unless she fears the Lord. What a strong woman. What a beautiful woman. She who fears the Lord. And so today, I want us to rejoice when you honor your moms. Let us honor our moms. Let us honor our wives, husbands, for all the work of her hands. Let us praise them for being a woman who fears the Lord. We rejoice today for our moms who exemplify these words. We give thanks today to our moms who live these words out daily. I was reading this and I just started thinking about my mom, and then it switched. I started thinking about Morgan. I was little. My mom took me to her church, obviously. My parents were divorced, and so we were going to this church, and there's this awesome lady, still Beatriz. She was like, hey, probably eight, I don't know, somewhere around there. And she's like, pray for your wife. I'm like, I'm 8 years old, what are you talking about? I got a whole century to go before that. But I took those words to heart. And I remember in Ackworth, Georgia, in our house, I don't remember the address anymore, but I remember, I was like, God, praying for my wife. I don't know exactly what I should be praying for, but I hope she's beautiful, right? You know? I hope she cares for me. I hope she supports me. I hope she's strong. And, you know, through the years, I'd pray that here and there, you know, just because. And as I was preparing for this, I was reminded of, like, God's faithfulness of that prayer. Even when I didn't know how to pray for a wife or what exactly to pray for, I was reminded of how selfless Morgan is to me and how caring she is and how supportive she is. And I started thinking about all the women in my life that are mothers who have been so kind and compassionate. And I just wanted to let you moms here today to know, man, we love you, and we're thankful for you. And one of the things I tested out with my minions up in the youth on Wednesday night, I told you this poem is an acrostic. So I tested it out with the students, and so I'm going to have a student read it out today. She's going to come up or come from behind somewhere, I don't know. I'm telling you, it was like I was trying to figure all this out. She was serving up there. She's like, I'm serving. I'm like, oh, okay. I was like, you got to go over here. You got to go over there. You go over there. So she's on her way. I know. I just saw her. So before she comes up and starts reading, I want to give you a little. You can come up, Ari. Come on. I want to give you a little context. She's about to graduate. She's leaving her home. And her mom has done a great job. Her dad has done an okay job. They've done a great job. And today, I hope you see how she honors you for all the work you've done. And so she's going to read. It's beautiful and funny at the same time. So I'm going to step out the way real quick. Go ahead. Take it away.
Astounding is something my mother is daily, backing me up through every decision I make. Coolest mom ever, like the sweatshirt I gave her says. Dependable in every situation and ever eager to provide for others. Forgiving of my mistakes and generous with her love. Honest, even when I might not want to hear the truth. Intelligent, obviously. Jesting daily. Cool, with a K. And I know I said it twice, but the K made it cooler to just better express how much she's cool. Luminous, every room she walks into is instantly brighter. Majestic yet modest, observant to any and all needs, practically perfect in every way. Qualified to best any situation, rambunctious in the best way possible, strong in mind, body, and spirit, tactful and talented in everything she does, unconditionally loved by all who know her, vivacious, warm, welcoming, and witty. X-Men. I couldn't think of anything to put for X, so she's basically a superhero, so it counts. Yapping constantly, but that's okay. I like listening. And zealous and devoted mom.
So we rejoice, moms, and sons and daughters. May we honor our moms today. So I got a little challenge for you. You got one of these. You don't have to do it on this. I try to make it as beautiful as possible, but you know I'm a guy, so that's as good as it gets. I can't make it Pinterest worthy. But there's a A through C, missing the N. Somebody called me out. Thank you very much. Write it out. Praise your mom. Praise the wife that the Lord has given you. Write it out. Take your time. Think about it. Remember the goodness. Remember the compassion. Remember the grace. Remember the disciplines. Write it out and rejoice in your mom that the Lord has given you. Rejoice in the wife that the Lord has given you. And as we rejoice, we are not naive that there's sin in this world. That there are people hurting today. There are people mourning today. We remember that we still wait for the glorious day when all things will be made new. But for now, as we wait till that glorious day, we mourn with those who mourn, and we cry out with those who cry out to the Lord. If today is hard for you, we mourn with you. We mourn for the moms and the wives that are no longer with us. We mourn for the moms who have trouble becoming moms. We mourn for the kids, both young and old, whose relationships with their moms is estranged. We mourn, and we cry out to the Lord. We cry out to the Lord for peace and comfort as we grieve our losses. We cry out to the Lord for joy and reconciliation as we deal with the pain of what is not. We remember that Jesus wept. We remember that Jesus cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? So though we rejoice with those who rejoice, but we also mourn with those who mourn today. And let us mourn for those we've lost and those who struggle. I have another poem I'd like to read. This is from a father figure to me. This is from somebody whose wife passed away a few years ago. And I was scared to ask. I was nervous to bring up that pain again, that grief. But like the man I know he is, the Jesus follower I know he is, he wrote it for me, and I get to share it with you today. This is what he wrote. Authentic beauty caught my eye. Before I even knew your name, could this ever come to pass? Danced in my heart from that time on. Even though it took 2 years and more, finally I got the nerve to ask you out. Graciously, you said yes. How glad my heart was, I really can't say. Integrity doesn't make me say, integrity does make me say, joy that began that day has had no end. Kent with your maiden name, love would one day have you take mine. Marriage came in 73. Never even once have I doubted my choice. Our marriage lasted 48 years and 2 weeks. Promises made, promises kept. Quietly you left this world, resting safe in Jesus' arms. Since that day, my heart is torn. To have lost you here is much to bear. Until that day when I come to you, Vicky's beauty still dances in my heart. With the deepest love and abiding hope, extra thanks are offered daily for God's gift of you to me. You must know I wear my ring every day and always will. Zion's hill will be the place. I'll see you there by God's good grace. We rejoice today, tomorrow, and for eternity. For God has not left us nor forsaken us. I read these words and I see the hope of a man who loves God but still grieves for his wife today. We rejoice for the hope and the promises that we can cling to because God is so good. We are reminded that He is our good shepherd and we lack nothing. We rejoice for the Lord is holy and good. So today I want us to remember those moms and wives who are no longer with us, but we will see again. We will see them again. We will hold them again. We will say, I love you again and for eternity. Today I want us to celebrate not only our moms, but our Lord. The one who saved us, who redeemed us, who calls us. The one who is good and just. The one we hope for. I only wanted to read those for our moms today. Or wives, but I also wanted us to challenge us, just like you have one for your mom or your wife or your daughter. Do one for the Lord. Write one to the Lord. So I took that challenge upon myself. And it's not as beautiful as these last two, but hopefully it suffices. O Lord, my God, your abundant mercy is so sweet. Beautiful is your word that gives life. Creation declares your glory from the mountaintops to the ocean views. Divine and everlasting is your love for those who are in Christ. Faithful are you, Lord, to your promises. Glory, glory, glory to the Lord Almighty, author and creator. Hallelujah. The kingdom is at hand. Inaugurated through the Messiah, the Lamb of God, Jesus, the joy of the world. Kindness that leads us to repentance. Love that never fails. O Lord, my God and King, clothed in majesty, nations bow at the mention of your holy name. Omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent is the Lord Almighty, perfect in all your ways. Quicken to those who trust in you. My rock and my refuge. Salvation is found in no one else. Teach us your ways. Unify us through your victory. Worship the Lord Almighty. Give praise to his name. Zion is he who trusts in him. Yield to the Son, Jesus, zealously singing praises to my Savior all the day long. So I charge all of us today. I charge us, remembering Galatians 6, 7 through 10. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary of doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially those who belong to the family of believers. So don't grow weary of doing good. Don't give up. Do good to all people. Sow in the Spirit. Rejoice with those who rejoice and mourn with those who mourn. Remember, John 16:33, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. You will. But we take heart. For those of you who've lost someone, for those of you who are struggling to have a baby, for those of you who have an estranged relationship with your mom, take heart. Seek the Lord. Pray. And know that He has overcome the world. There may be pain in the night, but joy comes in the morning. Joy comes in the morning. And so let us celebrate today our moms and our wives. Let us rejoice, but let us mourn too. But let us rejoice. Amen.
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 And as we rejoice, we are reminded why we get to rejoice. Though we grieve, though we mourn, we get to rejoice because of Christ. He gave up His life for you and for me. And God raised Him on the third day in victory. So whoever believes in Him shall not perish but have eternal life. And this is the promise. Take this in remembrance of me. One day we won't have to take it again. But while we wait, we rejoice. We can grieve and we can mourn, but we rejoice because we have a promise to hold on to, that eternal life is given to you and to me and to those who believe and those who confess that Jesus is Lord. So rejoice today. Celebrate today. And those who can't, mourn today. Grieve today. Cry out to the Lord today. And may His peace that surpasses all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Let us take this today, remembering the promise. Remembering the covenant that Christ gave to us. Let us rejoice in the Lord today. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your hope and your joy. God, we thank you even for the pain and the grief that we have because we know that you are good and holy and just and merciful and that one day you will make all things right. We hold on to that promise. And we rejoice and we give thanks and we give praise. And so, God, as we take this bread and this juice, may we take it with hope and assurance that you take our burdens and you give us peace. We love you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody said,
Amen.
Amen.